Labor groups are urging Governor Doyle to sign an executive order saying Wisconsin will join the sweat-free purchasing consortium. That means the state would stop using tax dollars to buy products from manufacturers where workers suffer human rights abuses. Victoria Kaplan is an organizer with Sweat-Free Communities.
The state of Wisconsin spends millions of dollars every year buying uniforms for public employees like State Patrol, Department of Natural Resources, police officers, firefighters. We want to make sure that those products are manufactured by workers who are, you know, treated with the same respect that any of us would want to be treated.
Kaplan is touring the state with Central American garment workers, and yesterday in Milwaukee was joined by Bob Cheesebro, the president of a sock manufacturer in Sheboygan. Cheesebro says his family-owned company, Wigwam Mills, is not pushing for the state to sign the anti-sweatshop agreement. But he says U.S. apparel companies are becoming rare.
People need to connect the dots, and they need to realize that if they can purchase products that are made in this country, they're helping to preserve U.S. jobs.
State Administration Department spokeswoman Linda Barth says her agency is meeting with the anti-sweatshop groups and may be getting ready to sign an agreement. She says the state's budget woes do not mean it would be a deal killer if non-sweatshop companies charged higher prices.
I haven't done any calculations on what the differential in cost would be, but I think that it's an important enough issue that we would work through that as efficiently as we could.
Today in Milwaukee, that city is expected to join the Sweat-Free Consortium amid a controversy over new police uniforms. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.